This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, it's Andres. I'm doing a very quick reaction video to this because I just ran into a commercial. And this is after the fact that I'd done an entire reaction rant and deep dive into the so-called Freedom Phone. So what I'm deciding to do is I'm going to first publish this, and tonight, or when this video goes up, for those of you on YouTube, I do a Tech Talk Live. I was not doing a Tech Talk Live for Thursday, July 14th, but I'll be premiering my entire breakdown of my live reaction and deep dive into the so-called Freedom Phone. But for now, instead, what I'm going to do, I'm going to react to this first commercial that I found from founder of Freedom Phone named Eric Feynman talking about the device itself. So I guess let's get to it.
Name one time in history where the people who banned books, media, and opinions were the good guys. Hi, I'm Eric. I'm the world's youngest Bitcoin millionaire. I made it in Silicon Valley, and I've accomplished a lot in my life already. But now, I'm leaving big tech to fight for free speech. Because the big tech overlords are violating your privacy, censoring your speech, and I think that's so wrong. That's why I created the Freedom Phone and its uncensorable app store. Everyone is complaining about big tech censorship, but no one is doing anything about it. They say, build your own phone. So I did. Freedom Phone truly is the best phone in the world.
Oh my goodness. Look, the gotcha phrase is fine. The intent, I get it. I've already given my entire reaction. If you really want to see it in full, you're going to check it out later when my episode premieres July 14th in the evening Pacific Standard Time. But with respect to everything they just claimed, you showed off a phone. I'm hoping this is a 2 minute 37 second ad. I'm hoping we get to see that phone in action. You did not build that phone. Whatever, let's keep going.
It does everything your current phone does, except censor you and spy on you. With the Freedom Phone, your freedom of speech is our number one priority. That's why we built our own app store that is completely uncensored. If an app you love has been banned from the mainstream app stores, you can still download it on ours, because we don't ban apps, period. And we've developed the first operating system based on your free speech. There's no app tracking, no keyboard tracking, and no location tracking, because I believe in your security. How do we ensure you're being protected? Say hello to Trust. Trust is our privacy guard. It's designed to warn you whenever an app or a website is tracking you and gives you the option to stop it. Your data, your rules, that's our motto. The Freedom Phone is comparable to the best smartphones on the market. It has an edge-to-edge screen, a super fast processor, and multiple cameras. And your SIM card transfers into the Freedom Phone seamlessly. Big tech companies hold a monopoly on public communication and the dissemination of information, and they are abusing that power. Nobody elected Mark or Jack to be the arbiters of truth in America, yet they still thought it was okay to ban a sitting president from their platforms. If they censor a president, they will censor anyone. Imagine if Mark Zuckerberg censored MLK or Abraham Lincoln. The course of history would have been altered forever. Out of all the constitutional amendments, there's a reason why the founding fathers made the right to free speech the very first. I believe you have a voice that deserves to be heard without being censored. Protect yourself from big tech censorship. Let your voice be heard. Live free with the Freedom Phone.
All right, I did my best to not interrupt the video because this could be another 1 hour rant. Look, I ranted already for half an hour, so I'm not going to go over all that now on this one. But there are things that I'm going to chime in right now that I did not address in that video that's premiere after this one goes up. We did not see the phone in action. The screen was off. We did not see any technical specifications. And as you'll see in the follow-up episode to this, which is actually the precursor because I recorded it first, you'll see there were no specifications released, except through the Gateway Pundit, which had just a handful of them. What processor is this? Who built the device? You've built a device? I gave an example of a company that has basically an upstart for the past almost 18 months, and we have yet to hear an update as to what they're going to do to launch a device that all they're focusing is on the hardware side of things with an existing software. That's BlackBerry. And we still have no answer. And honestly, most people had lost faith in that company till now. We haven't heard any updates in about 4 months. And they were doing the media rounds. But this one, we're supposed to believe an entire device was built from scratch from a new company no one's ever heard of. And it was done, oh yeah, I have experience in big tech, so I knew how to build these things. And you built a whole new operating system. You did not build a whole new operating system. You used the Android open source project to develop your own, Android. And as you'll see in the other video, it looks like maybe it's just Lineage OS and you put your own things on it. And that's okay. Just be upfront about it. But we did not see the phone in action. We did not see the App Store. Anybody can do an App Store. If these so-called apps are available in this App Store, does that mean developers are sending the apps to the App Store? Or are these being pirated apps of other APK mirrored and other stores, third-party places that are being pulled from and just uploaded here every time there's an update? How is that being done? What are the back channels? If you want to be open, you want to be secure, you want to have people trust you, these are questions, legit questions that need answering. And none of these outlets, right-wing outlets, conservative outlets, Republican outlets, none of them are asking the questions, just pushing the phone. I'm sure the media is going to be saying, oh, look, conservative outlets are pushing this the alt media is pushing and alt tech is pushing this device. No, this was talked about by left-wing sources months ago. So there's nothing new. So again, I do a deep dive later. It was unintentional, but I did. But I just want to keep this one really short and concise. I have even more questions now than I did in my other rant. So no, I don't understand what is going on here with the Freedom Phone. We did not see the phone in action. We saw Eric finally, because I didn't know who the flip this guy was. And they can't even get his name right spelled in some places. So I don't know how much validity is to that other than just being paid to promote this thing. So this could be legit. This could be a legit product, but not enough is being done. It's just using gotcha phrases, trying to take advantage of people's fears during this time to create an alt economy. And this thing looks like a scam. So Freedom Phone, you can reach out to me. My stuff is available. All the socials, where to connect with me and all that, you can find me at theandersongorba.com. You can reach out to me. Hey, you want me to test your phone? I'll give you the most unbiased review I can give you. I appreciate your intent. I understand it. I can get behind that. I just cannot stand people's weaknesses and ignorances being taken advantage of if that's what you're doing. If you're doing the right thing, more power to you. But you gotta do better with your promotions, because none of this says it's legit. And that's where I'll leave it. Thanks for watching. See you in the next one.